Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Today is Wednesday, August 18th. What you know about the Taliban's new promises as they take over Afghanistan and why many people are skeptical. Also, we'll explain a new report that analyzes America's efforts during the two-decade war there. Plus, the impact of three major storms. Amazon outsells Walmart for the first time. And Google is coming out with a new smartphone that's hundreds of dollars cheaper than its competitors. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time, the Taliban are laying out what they plan to do with Afghanistan. They held their first news conference, and they're trying to show they're more moderate now than the last time they controlled the country 20 years ago. This time, they say they'll respect women's rights, allowing them to work and study, but, quote, within the bounds of Islamic law. Although they did not elaborate, and Islamic law is interpreted very differently around the Muslim world. The Taliban also says they'll forgive those who fought against them or helped the U.S. and other countries during the war, as well as make sure Afghanistan does not again become a haven for terrorists. Many Afghans are skeptical, though. Already, there have been reports of women being told to fully cover up again in public and of the Taliban taking away people's property and possibly worse. A lot of Afghans are also nervous because they remember what it was like in the late 90s when the Taliban was in power before. Women were largely kept in their homes and not allowed to work or go to school. Television and music was banned, and public executions were common. Plus, the Taliban sheltered Al-Qaeda, which went on to attack the U.S. on 9/11. Top U.S. officials also say they're not just going to take the Taliban at their word on these things, but they'll be watching. And if the Taliban does not keep their promises, the U.S. could punish them with things like economic sanctions or international isolation. For now, the Pentagon says American military commanders are communicating with the Taliban, mostly about the evacuation efforts, and that the Taliban has agreed to let people leave. So the U.S. military is ramping up the pace of evacuations. It's hoping to start shuttling out 5,000 to 9,000 American citizens and Afghan allies every day through the end of this month. They're coming to the U.S. as well as other countries, including Canada and several in Europe. Meanwhile, the Taliban is still in talks with several Afghan politicians about the exact shape of the new government. So far, the Taliban has not made any real commitments, though, at least not publicly. So stay tuned. The entire 20-year U.S. mission in Afghanistan is now being criticized. The Inspector General, or watchdog for America's reconstruction effort there in Afghanistan, says the U.S. botched this mission. Its new report says American taxpayers spent billions of dollars on projects that were often not sustainable, corrupt, or rushed. It also says American officials did not have an understanding of the environment in Afghanistan, socially, culturally, or politically. So they often empowered the wrong people. And the report says U.S. officials were more concerned about demonstrating short-term progress than responding to real-life conditions on the ground. This was all based on 13 years of oversight work, including hundreds of interviews with politicians, military officers, and experts. The report did also lay out a few bright spots, like lower child death rates in Afghanistan, as well as increases in the country's wealth and literacy rates over the last two decades. But it questioned whether those gains were really enough, considering how much money was spent and how many American lives were lost. And it said the U.S. was never really able to stop violence in Afghanistan. Some current U.S. officials, though, are mostly blaming the Afghan forces, saying no amount of money or effort could give them the will to fight. The number of Americans in the hospital with COVID-19 is now hitting heights we have not seen since winter. In some southern states, hospital workers are struggling to find enough beds. Some hospitals have large outdoor tents to hold all the patients. It's the worst for the extremely sick patients who need to be in the intensive care unit. New federal data shows the number of hospitals with very full ICUs doubled in recent weeks. Now, one in five ICUs in the U.S. is at least 95% full. They're mostly in the deep south, from Texas to Florida. In fact, there are zero ICU beds available in all of Alabama. Experts say when ICUs are full, it's difficult or impossible for healthcare workers to keep up high standards of care. And sadly, deaths from COVID-19 are also rising in the United States. By the way, in this latest wave, the governor of Texas has now tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Greg Abbott was fully vaccinated and says he does not have any symptoms, but he's getting an antibody treatment anyway and isolating at the governor's mansion. Yet another Northern California wildfire is now burning out of control. The Caldor Fire has burned through more than 10 square miles, about 60 miles east of Sacramento. Thousands of people have been told to evacuate, and at least two people have been seriously hurt. It's not clear exactly how much damage has been done, but NBC News reports very few homes are left standing in the town of Grizzly Flats. About 1,200 people live there. And just north of that fire, the nation's largest wildfire, called the Dixie Fire, is still burning. It's already burned through hundreds of homes and thousands more are threatened. So last night, Pacific Gas and Electric started shutting off power to tens of thousands of customers in Northern California. They're hoping to prevent strong winds from knocking down power lines and sparking even more fires. Tropical Depression Fred brought heavy rain and several tornadoes to Georgia and the Carolinas. Many roads are flooded and dozens of homes damaged. Now the storm is moving up the East Coast and it could bring heavy rain as far north as New York. Meanwhile, meteorologists are keeping their eyes on two other tropical storms. Grace is expected to become a hurricane in the next couple of days as it heads toward Mexico. There are hurricane warnings in effect for resort towns like Cancun and Playa del Carmen. That storm already drenched Haiti and Jamaica. And a third storm, Tropical Storm Henry, is spinning around Bermuda. It could still strengthen, but it's expected to head away from land by the end of the week, and it should not directly hit the U.S. All right, more news is just ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Let's start with the research. Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. And yes, I would agree, Rothy's are stylish, they're sustainable, and they are actually comfortable. I used to dread wearing shoes for the first time, but with Rothy's, you never have to break them in. Instead, Rothy's shoes are comfortable and easy to wear right out of the box. I remember getting my first pair and being super impressed. And years later, I'm still wearing them. No wonder Pop Sugar named Rothy's one of the, quote, most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. And just like my shoes, Rothy's newly launched men's shoes have been tested to make sure they have the perfect fit, wash after wash. So step up your summer wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new warm weather favorites today. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. You'll have to keep wearing masks on planes, trains, and buses for a while longer. The TSA has extended the federal mask mandate until at least mid-January. It was originally supposed to expire next month, but federal officials say masks are still necessary while COVID-19 is still spreading. Those mask requirements have made travel a lot more tense lately, though. The FAA has received more than 3,800 reports of unruly passengers this year, which is a record. And it says almost 2,800 of them involved people who were refusing to wear a mask. It's another sign of the world moving online. Amazon outsold Walmart last year for the first time in history. The New York Times cited new corporate and industry data that shows in the last year, people spent more than $610 billion on Amazon. That's about $44 billion more than what Walmart reported. This is the first time Walmart has been outsold by anyone in the U.S. since 1990, when it passed up Sears as the country's biggest retailer. But the pandemic was huge for Amazon, since stay-at-home orders and quarantines forced people to buy more products than ever online. Walmart saw growth in the last year as well, just not as much as Amazon. Worldwide, another online giant is on top. Chinese retailer Alibaba is the top global seller. Neither Amazon nor Walmart is dominant in China. By the way, it looks like Americans are starting to cut back on their spending in general. The U.S. Commerce Department says overall, retail sales were down last month as compared to the month before. The biggest drops were at stores that sell clothing, furniture, and sporting goods. However, spending at restaurants and bars is still going up. Economists say this shows Americans are shifting their priorities from goods to services. Google debuted the latest version of its budget smartphone this week. The Pixel 5a has the same processor and camera system as last year's model, but it has a larger battery that can run up to 2 days without a charge. Google also says it made it more water-resistant, so if you drop the phone in 3 feet of water, it will not break down. The Pixel 5a also has a slightly larger screen than the last model, and it supports 5G. It'll be available next week in the Google Store for $450. The new phone is part of Google's effort to ramp up the hardware side of its business and try to compete with Apple and Samsung. Google also has its flashier Pixel 6 phones coming out this fall. Google recently said it was building its own computer chips that'll power these phones. No price has been listed for that one yet, but analysts expect it will start at $1,000, similar to the latest iPhone Pro. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Whether you're dealing with parenting for the first time, like I am, or you're feeling anxious, lonely, having trouble sleeping, or you're stressed about your job, or maybe you simply are just not as happy as you know you could be, then check out BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room because it's all through a safe and private online environment. It's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp makes professional counseling more accessible and convenient. And of course, it's always confidential. You can start communicating in less than 24 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. The freelance economy could be getting a lot bigger soon. A new survey from freelancing platform Upwork found as many as 10 million full-time American workers are seriously considering going freelance. And 73% of them say it's because they don't want to go back to their offices. They want to keep working remotely, like they've been doing during the pandemic, and they would prefer more flexibility in their schedules. As Forbes reports, this trend has pros and cons for business owners. On the positive side, a deeper freelance pool means access to even more talented specialists without the overhead costs associated with full-time workers, like health insurance and retirement plans. But some businesses may lose their most experienced team members if they don't sweeten benefits packages or allow more flexibility. Already, it's estimated that about 16 million Americans are full-time freelancers, and as many as 57 million do at least some freelance work on a regular basis. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.